Fishing rights off the coastal waters of Washington State have been disputed for decades. The disagreements stem from treaties signed between early settlers and Native Americans over 150 years ago. The fish population has declined since those early days, and today, more and more attention is being focused on preservation. In the final segment of our series, Sacred Catch, producer Jeff Emptman looks at the role fishing plays in the Lummi tribe and what tribal members are doing to preserve their way of life.
The salmon are central to our very existence. Everything else is in support of that ideal. It's how we can share abundance is all with what comes from the water. It's the way of life.
It's our slang and our food, our way of life.
It's our lifeblood. You know, it's really who we are. It's our slang and our way of life.
Just north of Bellingham, Washington, the Lummi tribe are attempting to preserve a way of life that, with each passing year, seems more and more difficult. The fish of these waters, especially the salmon, are central to the Lummi identity. And in recent years, fewer and fewer of these migratory animals are managing to make it home. Some salmon are overfished. Some have trouble finding prey. Some have suffered the ill effects of pollution and habitat destruction, and some causes for the salmon's drastic decline may still be unknown, which is why the future of the Lummi way of life is uncertain, to say the least.
In respect to the salmon fishery, we realized long ago that our greed is really what destroyed the resource. The time has come that we either have to decide we're going to have salmon or not. And
Dan Boxberger is a professor of anthropology at Western Washington University.
You know, the Lummi have done remarkable things. Beginning back in the 60s, they started fisheries enhancement. I think there's hope. It takes a concerted effort. I think having the tribes as part of the management has been healthy in the long run. They've taken very serious their role as stewards of the resource. And it's not just biological and environmental, it's spiritual and cultural as well. And I think that's really what is the essence of what will save our resource is to have a spiritual connection with it.
Yeah. Lummi Tribal Council member Daryl Hilaire is working on one of those connections. He's a playwright, most recently of a theater production called What About Those Promises? The goal of this play is to safeguard the Lummi future by refusing to let us forget this region's past.
I thought I'd write a story.
I'm a fisherman for the Lummi people.
For the new members of the council so they knew and understood our history and why we fight so hard for our treaty rights. I started researching the history and I realized that this thing's got to come to life.
But sent here to tell you our slang, our way of life.
Why do you think it's important to have this kind of presentation on the stage?
Real feelings are expressed. Feelings that you can't capture in a book or watching it online. If you see it in person, then the actor is actually capturing the spirit of the history of our hurt, the history of our courage to never give up.
What About Those Promises has been sharing that history with sold-out audiences both on and off the reservation, and that's no accident. The fish that the Lummi seek to protect don't swim within boundaries on maps, so to protect the fish, Daryl Hilaire needs a wide audience to be engaged in these stories. Along with these stories, the Lummi are taking an active role in preserving these fish through science, working in tandem with state organizations to restore the ecology of the salmon fisheries. To protect the salmon, there's a strong need for long-term, big-picture ecology.
You know, I've seen our water quality in Bellingham Bay deteriorate, come back, and now it's starting to deteriorate again.
Eldon Hilaire, who is Daryl's cousin, holds a lot of sway in the future of these fish. He's the chairman of the Lummi Fisheries Commission, and his job is to advise the tribe and state agencies with policies that will help conserve the fish for future generations. Yeah.
Nowadays, you really need to try to find that balance. It's it's okay to exercise your culture and your cultural right, your traditional rights, inherent rights. But we live in a bigger, larger, diverse world. You know, you hear it all the time in a lot of our gatherings. You keep going to school, get educated, come back, you know, lead us into the future. And we need to find that balance.
In 2013, there were so few sockeye salmon returning to the nearby Fraser River that the Lummi decided not to fish them at all. Of course, there are other threats to Lummi's fish as well. Much has been made over plans to create an international coal export terminal just north of the Lummi Reservation at Cherry Point. There are also more macro-level threats like climate change and ocean acidification, waterborne toxins, hypoxia, the list goes on. It's uncertain whether there is any meaningful future for the salmon in the Salish Sea. And so no one at Lummi Nation believes the road ahead is going to be an easy one. But with increasing research and advocacy, many still find good reason to be hopeful.
We're always hopeful. You know, I know the Great Spirit will guide each and every one of us for a better life. Yeah. Just hope it's in this world.
Funding for Sacred Catch was provided by the KUOW Program Venture Fund. Contributors include Paul and Lori Ahern, KUOW board directors, and listener subscribers. To see all the stories in our series, or to learn more about the Program Venture Fund, go to KUOW.org.